On the streets of Yemen's capital, Sana'a, there's both hope and skepticism. The two-month extension of a UN-brokered truce comes as a relief, but many say the benefits of the agreement have yet to reach most people across the country.
Extending the truce should lead to peace, but we're still waiting for salaries to be paid and for the integration of the central bank and national currency. People are suffering. A truce like the previous one is in a way useless, because there's no war, but there's also no peace.
With the extension, the focus now turns to expanding the terms of the truce.
Infrastructure has been completely destroyed, both civilian and military. There's nothing left. So in a settlement, the people of Yemen have the right to benefit from it, starting from humanitarian aid, health and education. Everything has been affected.
This medical center is a painful reminder of the conflict and its victims. For months, the truce has led to less attacks and less fighting. But for many, the damage was done years ago. Fighting between the Saudi-led coalition and Houthi fighters have scarred the country and its people.
We want the truce to remove this dark period from our lives, for the siege to be over, for salaries to be paid. We want peace.
Promises of ceasefires have repeatedly been broken in Yemen. There's hope repeated truce extensions will bring them closer to a permanent peace deal. Katia Lopez Odoyan, Al Jazeera.